Rebuttal to argument against Proposition 57. Yes on Proposition 57. Opponents of Prop 57 are wrong. Prop 57 saves tens of millions of taxpayer dollars by reducing wasteful prison spending, breaks the cycle of crime by rehabilitating deserving juvenile and adult inmates, and keeps dangerous criminals behind bars. Don't be misled by false attacks. Prop 57 does not automatically release anyone from prison, does not authorize parole for violent offenders. The California Supreme Court clearly stated that parole eligibility under Prop 57 applies, quote, only to prisoners convicted of nonviolent felonies, end quote. Brown versus Superior Court, June 6, 2016. Violent criminals, as defined in Penal Code 667.5c, are excluded from parole. Does not and will not change the federal court order that excludes sex offenders, as defined in Penal Code 290, from parole. Does not diminish victims' rights. Does not prevent judges from issuing tough sentences. Prop 57 will focus resources on keeping dangerous criminals behind bars, will save tens of millions of taxpayer dollars, will help fix a broken system where inmates leave prison without rehabilitation, reoffend, and cycle back into the system, will be implemented through Department of Corrections and Rehabilitation regulations developed with public and victim input and certified as protecting public safety. San Diego District Attorney Bonnie Dumenis, a Prop 57 supporter, knows it is imperative to provide inmates with tools to stop the revolving door to prison. Daily Journal, July 14, 2016. And that makes our community safer. Join law enforcement officials, victims of crime, and religious leaders. Vote yes on Prop 57. Edmund G. Brown, Jr., Governor of California. Mark Bonini, President, Chief Probation Officers of California. Dion Wilson, widow of police officer killed in the line of duty.